This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your NPR news station. I'm Clara Princeton. It's now time for our weekly authors segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Many genealogical websites have blossomed over the years, but one man may have helped spur this fascination with our ancestry more than any other. Alex Haley, the author most famous for Roots, the Saga of an American Family. He was born Alexander Murray Palmer Haley in Ithaca, New York, in 1921. Shortly after his birth, the family moved to Henning, Tennessee, to live with his mother's family, who owned the local lumber mill. Both of Alex's grandparents had been slaves, and it was this time with them, listening to their stories of the family's history, that sparked his interest in the plight of the American slave. By the time Haley turned 18, he'd quit two colleges. Needing direction in his life, he enlisted in the Coast Guard. In a short time, he became a petty officer third class, one of the highest ranks accorded an African-American man at that time. After World War II, he petitioned the Coast Guard to let him become a journalist. His talent led him to become the first chief journalist of the Coast Guard, a rank created especially for him. After 20 years of service, Haley retired, but his writing life continued. He became a senior editor for Reader's Digest, and for Playboy, he wrote groundbreaking interviews with Martin Luther King Jr., Miles Davis, Leontine Price, Sammy Davis Jr., and Malcolm X, just to name a few. In 1965, those interviews with Malcolm X turned into the enduring bestseller, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. But arguably, Alex Haley's best-known work was Roots, which won the Pulitzer Prize in 1976 and became a popular television miniseries the next year. Partly fictionalized, Roots follows the descendants of Kunta Kinte from his capture in Jafur, Gambia, to their lives as slaves in America. Written with meticulous research, which took over 12 years, Roots was not without its controversy. Many of the verifications Haley used to document his ancestry turned out to be false, but he admitted his work was a fusion of fact and fiction. Despite its controversies, Roots remains a riveting look at the African slave trade. According to Haley, Roots is not just a saga of my family, it is the symbolic saga of a people. Later in life, after extraordinary success, Haley removed himself from celebrity life in Los Angeles and moved back to Tennessee. He already owned a Tudor mansion in one of Knoxville's finest neighborhoods, but after speaking at the 1982 World's Fair in Knoxville, he purchased a farm in nearby Norris, located just a few miles from the Museum of Appalachia. He owned the farm until his death from a heart attack in 1992. Alex Haley's boyhood home in Henning is listed in the National Register of Historic Places, and in 1988, it became the first state historic site devoted to African American history.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the Library Society of the University of Tennessee. Learn more about UT Libraries, collections, and programs at the blog Speaking Volumes, online at volumes.lib.utk.edu.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or WUOT.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.